Low-income Duluthians took center stage at a unique candidate forum in October. They shared their experiences and struggles with candidates for state and county offices, and then they asked the candidates pointedly for specific commitments and actions on several critical policy measures. We are sharing their stories and the questions they had for the candidates. You can find information about how the candidates responded on our website at KUMD.org. This morning, we hear from Antonio Carter about the challenges of living on MFIP, the Minnesota Family Investment Program. MFIP is the state's welfare reform program for low-income families with children, and it hasn't seen an increase in benefits since 1986.
My name is Antonio Carter. I am a Duluth resident. I believe I moved here in fourth grade with my dad back in 96, so I've lived here a long time. You know, I've seen a lot of change, and I've been a part of a lot of change here as well. Over the time, I've been involved in the community actions, part of the MFIP program, which has been a wonderful program because it's allowed me to be involved in my community more. For example, when I first became unemployed and I went through the process of joining the MFIP, I wanted to also use that time I had from not being employed. You know, after being employed, you have a free 80 hours. Nobody tells you what to do. It's just, what are you going to do with that time to change your life? But being on MFIP and having an extra little bit of financial stability allowed me to give back to my community in a variety of ways, from helping teach local football to kids, joining a Family Freedom School, which is a wonderful program to help develop the and strengthen our black community in Duluth, Minnesota, and surrounding areas. It helped me join the Connect Forward program through community actions and go back to school and give me a couple extra little degrees. I got my welding certificate, so it allowed me to put myself in a better position to get myself in a career and be financially stable without assistance, which is one of the beautiful things about MFIP. And I don't know about everybody else in this room, but going through MFIP is not the best thing in the world. You know, not everybody is losing money over time. Sometimes you go through a situation in life and you lose financial stability, and all of a sudden, bills are due, kids need clothes, food needs to be there, and you don't have that. I remember when I lived here, I knew every member of the African-American community in Duluth by name. There's so many more people here now that I see a new person every day. You know, I remember when I first got my own place when I was 18, it was $600 plus electric. That was like $620 a month. I met somebody 2 years ago who lives in that same place. That place is, I believe, $890. It's a two-bedroom apartment in a triplex. No new carpet, no new furniture, no new appliances. Then why the raising money? Why the raising rent? I understand we're a college market. I understand everybody has a business. But I'm just saying, if everything around us is changing and life happens and life changes, maybe that assistance we have should change and adapt too. Allow families to be able to afford life, be able to spend time with their family. Maybe if you're on MFIP, maybe an extra little bit of money, even if it's $100, it allows you to cover your bills. It releases that mental stress of not being able to provide for your family correctly. It allows for you maybe to save up that little bit of extra money, so that way if you go through another situation in life, you have that emergency fund, you're prepared for it. And that's what I would like to see MFIP increase. Now, I know a lot of negative comments about MFIP, or if you give people extra free money, well, that's going to make them complacent. True, that's an option. But we're hoping that giving people extra money, it allows you to spend time with your family. It allows you to get your bills paid. It allows you to save that money. It allows you to understand the positivity of having financial stability. And another thing that works about MFIP is that once you gain employment, MFIP is not cut off. Maybe something that also happens when you go on MFIP, or I'm sorry, before MFIP, is that when you lost that job, you acquire debt. You know what? Now you're working. You have that little bit of extra money from MFIP. You can use that to pay your debt. Now you're getting out the hole. That's less stress on you. That's less fighting in the household. A little bit of change makes far positive improvements in life, in family, in our city, in our community. And that's what a little thing as a positive vote for MFIP can do. So that's what I'm hoping that you guys, you got your job for, because you guys want to make a difference in people's life, however small, however large you can do. And this is one opportunity where you can do that. I would like you guys to understand that this is not a question of Do you support a simple bill to increase infield by $100? But are you willing to make a change to our community? A small change to our community makes a change to our city, makes a change to our state, and it changes the world. I'm just asking for one start. And with that, I ask you, will you co-author the prosperity for a bill in the next legislative session to ensure a $100 cash increase to the infield program? And will you commit to inviting at least three other senators or representatives from different parts of the state to support the bill?
You can find information about how the candidates responded on our website at KUMD.org.